Pod Culture, episode 187, The End of 10, part B, for Friday, January 8th, 2010. Spoiler alert, folks, if you have not had a chance to watch the two Doctor Who specials for The End of Time, you might want to hold off on this episode of Pod Culture until you have. We hold back no spoilers. You have been warned. And we are back. I'm Brad.
And I'm Adam.
I'm the Doctor, by the way, and this is Christina, the Honorable Lady Christina.
Yes, we're all here and not sick, and it's grand.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Hello. Hello. Part two of our Doctor Who-ish themed.
No ish, it's all Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Yeah. So.
It was a drinking kind of episode.
Yes, it was. Before we get into the geeking about it, favorite David Tennant episode, Adam.
Oh,
think on your feet, man.
The the girl in the fireplace.
Ooh, good choice.
Banana daiquiris.
I love that one.
What?
Banana, banana daiquiris. Yeah, always have a banana.
Take a banana.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
And he starts singing the stuff from the Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
No. That was crap. What was he singing? He had his tie on his head.
I could have done.
That's it. Yes. I could have done.
His sunglasses and a tie.
Yeah. That was a good one because I just love the story there and how it just kind of threw you for loops and I don't know. It was just good. And I love the design of the clockwork.
Oh, God, they were scary.
Those were very cool.
This was, Girl in the Fireplace for you, Christina?
I'm not ready. I'm so not ready. God, school reunion.
Yeah.
Because you see him get to be...
It's hard to pick one.
This, I know, it is. Because I'm thinking of all these little scenes and they're in all different episodes. But, because I like how you see him tie everything now to... Everything that's come before. I mean, Sarah Jane has been through the war with him, and yeah, I'm a little bit biased because she's my favorite companion, but I like that she and Rose are two sides of a coin. And I
favorite
that was
companion
awesome.
Or favorite classic companion?
Favorite companion. With Donna as a very close second.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to say that with Martha, though. Sorry.
Martha's hot.
Oh, she's beautiful, but as a companion, not as eye candy. No, that was Yanto. Yeah. Not as eye candy.
Naked hide and seek.
That's what Captain John called him, was eye candy. But, I'm going to miss him so much. I just can't imagine... Granted, I couldn't imagine anything without Christopher Eccleston either, but I don't know.
Silence in the Library.
Oh, that was good.
Forest of the Dead, I think, was it?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Those two.
Bastionata.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Those were really good. Those were some of my favorites as well.
I'm going to have to go with Christina's choice. School Reunion.
Because you get to see the range. Like, you get to see him be nostalgic, and you get to see him be silly, and you get to see him be this seething.
You know, mainly, well, I mean, that, and, you know, of course, having Anthony Stewart Head in it, or Tony Head, I guess, as he's built, is a plus as well. But just for the shot alone of when Sarah Jane first sees the TARDIS, you know, she's doing her little investigative journalist thing, opens the door, turns around, and just boom.
in David Tennant's reign, that's probably my favorite episode, but as my favorite David Tennant as an actor episode, I'm going to have to say Family of Blood and Human Nature.
Yeah,
because of the range that he plays.
Yeah, as an actor, yeah, because that wasn't the Doctor.
No.
Mm-mm.
And you saw a little bit of, glimmers of the Doctor there, but it was a totally different character. And then to see them...
Throwing the cricket ball.
Oh, yeah.
And when he realizes he has to go so the Doctor can come back and save everybody, that just...
Ties in very nicely to the End of Time Part 2.
It really is.
Spoilerific,
everybody. Yeah. Spoilerific. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, please don't listen because you're going to be sorry.
And I'm going to say that this is probably up there and definitely in my top five David Tennant episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely because...
Amazing.
Wow.
It's hard, though, because it's two part episodes. One,
wait, kind of down there.
Right.
It was all right. Two, I mean, but part two...
Whoa. But it just goes to show that
lots of woe
with a lot of TV, not necessarily just with Doctor Who, you kind of need that bit of meh to make what comes next even better.
Oh my god.
All right, let's get into the geeking, gang.
Happy New Year.
Yep.
Happy Who Year.
Happy Who Year. It's going to be a great year.
Professor's guy.
the doctor you have been. You are not alone. It took you far too long to save me. Now I lay in your arms, mortally wounded in your care. I'll leave you here forever, last of the Time Lords once again.
Worse.
At least he's not a ginger.
He's still not ginger. Oh, wait a minute. I am.
How can you start the, how can you start this intro with enthusiasm? It feels like a family member's just passed away. A family member had just passed away, and I'm sadder about this.
Yeah, we are back. If it isn't obvious, we have just finished watching The End of Time Part 2.
Wow.
David Tennant's final episode as the Doctor.
That was intense.
Although we're all pretty sure he'll, you know, if they ever come up with a multi-Doctor story,
I'm sure he would do
it. I'm sure he'd be willing to do it, unlike Big Ears.
Yeah.
So, everybody cracked open their frosty beverages?
Their alcohol?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we need a drink.
See, I had a great uncle pass away the other day, and I loved him dearly, but I did not cry. The Doctor regenerates. And I'm weeping like a baby. I know that's probably really horrible, but I didn't spend 5 years with my great uncle. I spent 4 years with David Tennant. Mm-hmm.
Hugging your Spike doll.
Poor Spike almost got decapitated at a few points there.
Yeah. You did a great kind of just bare bones synopsis on this one. You want to?
Oh,
or on the part one.
I can try.
Okay.
Okay, last we left off, we knew something huge was coming. And it turns out, in order to trace the tattoo, the rhythm in the Master's head, they find a way. The Time Lords are time-locked at the end of their Time War. I hear you. And they can't go anywhere. They're stuck exactly where they are with everything that's encompassed in that world, in that war. It's like they freeze frame the planet. Am I right?
Pretty much.
And
I think.
So
something like that.
The Time Lords, Rassilon himself, apparently, mm-hmm. finds a way to... Oh, I have to hiccup. Sorry.
You're getting a little verklempt.
Fine. No, I have to burp. I didn't want to do it with the microphone.
Why not? I've never stopped this before.
I am a lady. I do ladies things.
Do not do that.
Lady. I don't see any lady.
The Time Lords find a way to connect with the Master, and you find out that they were the ones that put the rhythm in his head when he was a child, when he looked into the time vortex. So that's their link with the here and now, and that's their way to get to Earth. They want to take over our space in the solar system. They want to park where we're parked. They want to park Gallifrey where Earth is. And Doctor has to stop them, as the Doctor does. And he is torn between shooting the Master and shooting Rassilon.
Yeah.
It's like the more evil of two evils. You know, Rassilon. What's going to be worse? And it totally kicks you in the ass because you're thinking, okay, it's going to be all right. And you know it's not, but you don't know how it's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, how about the Master pulling a Vader and kind of going out the hero, sort of.
Almost.
I had sympathy for him in this episode. I really did.
Yeah.
Because they did that to him. The Time Lords did that to him, you know, and made him what he became. And that's really kind of awful.
Wait, did we mention spoiler?
Well, yeah, it's a whole spoiler mess. And
when he picked up the gun.
With such force. When he's scared enough to pick up the gun, you are scared shitless.
I kind of knew they wouldn't go that since it.
I knew he wasn't going to kill anybody. You know, I knew he wasn't going to shoot either of the two. But the tension,
but
there,
the fact that he thought about it
exactly. The fact that he's only had a gun one other time previous, and that was when
they killed his daughter.
They killed his daughter. Yeah, or kind of, but
she got better.
She got better. Yeah. But when Wilfred's trying to push the gun on him, and he's like, no, nope.
I can't.
And
I won't.
And then he's like, nope, I won't, nope. And then the threat of the Time Lords coming back.
When he
White Point Diamond
or something like that.
You're thinking White Star Ship. No.
Yeah.
Babylon 5.
Yeah. Then he picks it up and is like, wow.
This has been the most gutting hour and 15 minutes I think I've spent in a long time. Possibly since Angel ended.
No, even that, because even that wasn't as big of
Okay, wait. Possibly since Hole in the World.
Yeah, that
when Fred died.
When Fred died, yeah, that was pretty
when
rough.
He says, I don't want to go.
Oh,
that was enough for me.
I was waiting for them to almost do the speech from
Why Can't I Stay?
Why Can't I Stay?
Oh, that would have been it. I mean, I would have to leave the room. Leave the room. Because when he said, why can't I stay in Human Nature? I was like, oh okay, no. Over now. Over now. Over now. But
did they never really said who the lady that kept appearing was.
Yeah.
But
they made it seem like it was that the chick that was like one of the prophets or whatever that was.
The seer.
The seer with the Time Lords. That it kind of looked like her.
No.
Didn't it?
No, I don't think that was her.
The Doctor and her kind of had a moment there.
She looked at him and she was crying.
Yeah, the running thing is some people are saying that could be his mother.
Yeah.
Which still, I guess, might not rule out the fact that he, and then completely eliminate the possibility that he and the Master could still be related.
Here I go again with the burping. See, why did I drink this? Because I need it. That's why.
Yeah.
You want another one?
No, I'm good. I'll be sleeping soon if I drink anymore. the fact that it's all over, everything's over, and you hear the tapping again,
he knocks three times,
and
four times,
and you know the only one left in the room is Wilf.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what the hell are they going to do with Wolf? Oh my God, what? Oh crap.
Yeah.
And you realize he's trapped in that little room, and the only way to get him out, they've built it up for the past two episodes, that the only way to get the one guy out is for the other guy to go in.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah, and it's
just, you just don't, it's something you don't expect. Yeah, it's.
You didn't.
You think it's going to be the master or Rassilon or not Will.
Red herrings. Yeah. With the he knocks four times. You didn't expect.
And everybody was saying Grandpa to be the
bringer of doom.
And they keep saying how he's connected with the Doctor and how they're linked and how important he is.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, well, he's important because. He's there, and he's giving the Doctor courage, and he's talking him into helping. It's okay. Yeah. That's why he's important. It's like, no. He's going to be the one to make the Doctor say, okay. And the little temper tantrum the Doctor throws, I was lost then. That's when I started to lose it. It was when he was saying, it's not fair. Yeah. You know,
do so much more.
You are an old man, and at first you think he's being, you know, sweet and sarcastic, mm-hmm. but no, he's pissed.
Yeah.
That, yes, he is an old man, and I am a Time Lord, and I'm going to live for hundreds and hundreds of years more, and this is the crap I get.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It just breaks your heart in a billion little tiny, tiny pieces.
But you thought he was going to die a couple of times in skydiving with a parachute.
That was kind of scary and awesome.
And then the Batman through the window at the top of the roof. What do you guys think?
I think it was a worthy end.
It was a very fitting end for such an influential Doctor such a loved actor. I think that it was...
It was
so suitable because he got to go back, and he had enough time to go back
and get his reward.
And exactly,
and do all the things he knew as a Time Lord he shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Is to save people and touch people's lives,
mm-hmm. and buy Donna a lottery ticket
and mess with the timeline. And he did it for everyone he loved. And oh gosh.
Okay, you know, we get to see, you know, Donna's actually married.
Donna finally gets married.
Yeah. Dude's kind of milquetoast, but
that's okay. She is settling, and she doesn't know why,
I have a feeling she might end up remembering more than we think.
Oh, that was wonderful.
So we see that. Then we flash and see
Bannerman Road.
Bannerman Road. Luke!
Yeah.
He saves...
What the hell?
He saves Luke's life. He's crossing
Look
the street.
Look both ways before you cross the street,
He's talking
kid.
On his stupid cell phone, crossing the street.
That's what happens.
Being a teenager, though.
Being a human teenager, and the Doctor saves his life, and he turns just in time for Sarah Jane to see him, and he waves. And it's like, you know what? It's not so sad for her, and I appreciate that she smiled.
Yeah.
Because she's gone
it's
through
some
it.
Some type of comfort,
yeah,
maybe,
there,
for him.
Uh-huh.
Been know. There a couple of times, I guess.
Right. So. I mean, she's gone through it more than any other companion, I think, regeneration wise. But he goes and helps.
Yeah, then we go to the Star Wars Cantina.
Oh God, it was
that
so
was
good
awesome.
To see you.
I just wanted somebody to dub that scene with a doo doo.
Yeah,
you see every monster you have seen,
and then adipose.
And the adipose.
And the adipose falls in the trash can.
Oh my God.
He's walking on the bar.
You see every monster you have seen so far. Oh. You see Slitheen having a drink with a Centauran, having a drink with a
Jadoon.
And there's Captain Jack right in the middle of it.
Like a couple of maybe classic series.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I couldn't place the name, but it's like,
fantastic.
I think I've seen those guys somewhere.
And yeah, Captain
Jack having a drink.
Yep.
Drowning his sorrows because, you know, technically he's still off on his
Torchwood.
His walkabout after the Torchwood thing.
Yeah.
So, and there's Alonzo from the Starship Titanic.
And the bartender slides Captain Jack a note, and it's like it's from the guy over there, and Jack looks up, and there's the Doctor. Just when they didn't have a last scene. But he never really, well, with Luke, I guess he did have a little bit of a conversation there, but
He talked to Rose.
Yeah.
The final cameo.
Oh,
that was
where
awesome.
He
God.
Did the real big no-no and looped back within his own timeline.
Right. He figured, fuck it, I'm going. Yeah. You might as well, you know? Sorry. Beep.
Yeah.
But you know that's what he's thinking. You know that's what he's thinking.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, he gets to go back and see Rose and her mom one more time. That was nice.
And then I think my favorite part is he asks her what year it is. It's New Year's. And he asks her what year it is. And she says 2005. And then you, as the audience, replays everything that she went through with Dr. Nine in that year.
Yep.
And, like, and everything he knows is coming.
He goes, you're going to have
a great year.
Oh.
And she smiles at him and she says, see you. And it's like, yes, because you know she will.
Yeah, it gave me goosebumps. It gives me goosebumps just talking about it.
I
mean,
it's. This is why I love time travel stuff. This is just why I love.
And then the Ood shows up and the universe sings him to his sleep.
The universe will sing to you.
Yeah, it was getting a little depressing. You're thinking he's going to.
Yeah, I thought he was
alone.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, okay,
you have someone there.
It's winter, Christmassy time, and you're in the estate where, you know, she lives, and it's like, well, Wilf owns that little news agency.
Yeah,
he works in that little news
stand.
Maybe he'll see him in the street
that's
and not know who
too.
He is and go up to him and ask him if he's okay. But that is not what happened, but that's what I was hoping. And please don't let him be alone. But there's the Ood, and like you said, they said, we'll sing you, and the universe will sing to you into your sleep.
And,
like,
and then the doctor walks into the TARDIS. And shuts the door, throws his coat.
He takes off the coat. Okay, when he took off the coat, that was it. Because it's like, you know, he's never going to wear that coat again.
Yeah. And futzes with some controls and
starts to have a nice
pan of the inside of the TARDIS.
And, mm-hmm. And it's the hand that he lost.
Yeah,
which I thought was cool.
Starts glowing.
But I'm like, and God help me, I have this totally off-the-wall thought in the middle of all that sadness. I'm going, should you really regenerate and fly the TARDIS at the same time?
Well,
wouldn't it be safer to wait until you're regenerated and then decide where you're going to plan to go? Because it's a little dangerous.
We see that that's proven to be the case.
It doesn't end well.
It doesn't end
well. No, it doesn't.
It's like drinking and driving. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't regenerate and drive.
Yeah.
Because the doctor starts the regeneration, and it's not like what we've seen.
He's
before
fighting
with Eccleston to Tennant.
It's
or with
similar
Tennant to Tennant.
I mean, it's a similar effect. However,
visually, it's the same.
It cranked it up to 11.
Yeah, and he pretty much blew up the TARDIS.
He's fighting it though, because he said, "I don't want to go."
Yeah,
I don't want to go, and you can see the struggle on his face.
And I'm thinking that's why it was so violent.
He had no like
the TARDIS was, basically going to have to regenerate as well,
right? Because he set
and
the whole damn thing on fire.
Why? Yeah,
when we see George McFly. Okay, there were some amusing moments there.
I liked it. Those little moments
I know
endeared him to me little bit.
That'll be what gets me through
more.
The next little bit of time. Yes. But
all right.
They
I've
need
got legs.
To.
I still got legs. Yeah.
And he kisses his knee just to be glad he's still got legs.
It's like
ears.
Nose, chin,
ears.
Ew, blimey. It's like,
ears. No.
He's like, hair, I'm a girl.
Nose, I've had worse.
I'm a dog. Am I a girl? Because he's got so much hair.
Well, it really was George McFly.
I love the bit where he pulls the bit down. I'm still not ginger.
Yeah, it's just the range of, you go
on
the edge of your seat to just.
I'm exhausted.
Almost in tears.
Almost. There's no almost.
To starting to almost crack up because. Those lines are funny.
Yeah. And well, then you see, I was like, oh, but the TARDIS is like breaking apart and it's falling back to Earth.
And it's
like,
crashing to Earth.
Oh, shnikes.
I'm like, oh my God, all his.
I know it's going to be okay, but I just hate seeing it like that.
Well, it's like in Serenity when you see Serenity getting torn to bits. It's like it guts you because it's a character. The TARDIS is a character, like Serenity is a character.
And speaking of it, you brought it up, the scene where the doctor's flying the cactus
yes.
ship. it's cacti. That's racist.
Yes.
but yeah, when the doctor's flying it, it's like,
God, I'm thinking,
I'm like, big spear through the
chest. He's going to get.
He's going to die.
That's what I'm thinking. Oh, my God. He's just going to get speared through the chest.
With a missile.
I'm like, oh, my God. I've watched too much Joss Whedon. I can't cope with this.
That was cool, though, the missile chase.
And that was pretty slick.
That Bernard was really done Cribbins. Well. Like, there was some decent CG there, too.
Mm-hmm. Can I say if Bernard Cribbins does not win a BAFTA of some kind, there's going to be a riot.
Oh now, here's a question.
Because he was so amazing.
Now, here's a question on that. Since it's airing BBC America, would it be eligible for anything here? How does that work?
I really don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think it's ever been nominated for anything American. Damn well, better should be.
Yeah.
Because it's amazing. People's choice something. Because... Bernard Cribbins really stole
he's
the
just
show.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
you know, you go from a character, what essentially is kind of a minor character,
yeah.
right?
Just grandpa, you have a couple of scenes with before
to the doctor's companion,
to the doctor, yeah, the doctor's companion,
and the father figure is what,
yeah, and when he said,
"I'd be proud to have you as my son." Oh God.
Wow.
Like, I think there are pieces of my heart still in the carpet, so mind where you step.
Well, you know, if you're a Time Lord, you got two of them.
So. Oh, God.
Yeah, wow.
And just, it was so good. I'll be sighing about it for the next couple of days, because I'll remember little things that I didn't catch, you know. And
you'll have to go back and watch it again, just because you're...
Okay, we're going to watch it again, and then we're going to watch Rose, and it'll make it all better.
Yeah.
It's just a cycle.
It's the loop. Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much, because you can go for a loop.
That was very neat, because the way that it ended, it was almost at the beginning again.
Uh-huh.
You know, they didn't reset time.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't like that the Time Lords were... Okay, that group of Time Lords were so evil.
Well, no, they were pretty much douchebags.
Which I know they were bastards, but damn.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, from what they were describing from, you know, what the Time War was.
It's just, you know, war does.
Yeah. I could see where, you know, maybe that might happen.
And I have to give props to John Sim again, because, oh my God, just the range.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when they're theorizing of how they could fix him, like when he and the doctor are talking about, mm-hmm. okay, how can you fix me? How can you get rid of this?
Yeah, he had a
noise.
Moment, it seemed like, of clarity.
Yeah,
and
this moment of sympathy where you're like, okay, please fix him, because maybe he won't be so bad. Yeah. You know, it's like.
Maybe he doesn't have to be this bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and you see that because he, you know, tells the doctor, stand aside, stand back, and just.
They do have this brotherly kind of moment where they realize they've been kind of on the same side the whole time.
Yeah.
When you realize the master, you know, he's always been kind of a bastard, but at least since coming back, you know, and hearing the drums, it's not his fault.
Mm-mm.
It really wasn't. You know, they resurrected him in the fight in the Time War, and then I guess he, you know, when we see him as Professor Yana.
Yeah.
You know, I guess he just hid from it,
mm-hmm.
apparently. And wow.
And props to Murray Gold. Oh my God. I need the soundtrack.
Yes.
Just for these two episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he manages to incorporate
everybody's theme. Yeah, because there was Martha.
Seamlessly.
When we see Martha and Mickey.
And Mickey, what the hell?
What the hell?
Yeah.
He's all butch and she's all pretty and like, what the hell?
I didn't think she could look hotter.
See.
Yeah,
I do love that hair.
Gorgeous.
She looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And I just think that, you know, that's a possible future, or maybe that's something that they're going to build
Torchwood.
On.
Maybe it's a piece of Torchwood in the future.
Yeah, maybe.
And I'm really hoping Alonzo ends up at Torchwood.
Hey, as a Yanto?
Maybe.
Yes.
Type character?
Yes.
They're setting it up.
That would be
for
wonderful.
Torchwood's return.
And you know what's weird?
Mm-hmm.
The one cacti lady.
He was kind of cute.
And Alonzo were an item in... being human.
That's who that was.
Being human, he was
the
werewolf.
Who the hell that was?
He was the werewolf, and she was the nurse.
I thought she looked familiar.
I told you that last week.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I wasn't listening to you.
Yeah, you never listen to me.
I do every week for at least an hour.
Yeah. Okay, that's got to be a clip.
I know I've seen her before.
She was the nurse, and he was the werewolf, and being human, the BBC, or ITV. BBC?
Yeah, ITV, I think.
But excellent series, by the way. You should all pick it up. But
yeah, that was really, being human, really good.
But I really hope he ends up at Torchwood, because I like him as an actor. I think he's fantastic.
I could kind of see him as the Yondu type character. They kind of set him up for that. And, when Jack sees him, he's like, oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah. Can you read
Jack
my mind
looks
now?
At pretty much anything and goes, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hello. Stop it.
He could probably look at an actual cactus and go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Cactus Lady.
Yeah, he would like Cactus Lady.
No.
Shimma.
Yeah, that was definitely the elements of Donna Doctor. Dr. Donna on that. Because you can see Donna going,
Shimma. Yeah. Oh, God. Although he said all my favorite things in this episode, which broke my heart even more.
Did he say brilliant? I don't remember.
Well, he talks about the master being brilliant, but the way he says, oh, yes, and the way he says MLZ, it's just...
Oh, he's, yeah.
MLZ,
right before it takes off.
God, like, it kills me. Treva, it's killing me. God.
But it was really such a fitting end.
I was worried.
I was worried.
I'm glad that they understood.
I had seen a tweet that. Or two where someone made the comment, not necessarily all spoilers, but that it had Lord of the Rings ending where you think it's over, and it kept going.
And it gets sadder.
Because the climax of the story happens mid-episode, right. Just about.
Right.
And it was like, okay, so what are they going to do about, what are they going to do now?
Right.
Then you understand.
Because he's got to die.
Yeah.
So you keep waiting.
But it's not like, oh, you know, whatever. It's like, oh, okay. All right, just a little more. Just a little more.
Not like he was,
his suit's
was
all
stabbed
battered
or,
up.
Or...
Yeah, it was right. Radiation.
Yeah,
that,
and
was
which
killing
radiation
him.
Kills you slowly.
And he absorbed a shitload.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Which I really don't understand why they would have to channel all that into that room. They would think of it had, radiation.
Plutonium.
I'm like, oh my God, that's
like
how
that
we lost Owen. I can't cope with this.
Absorb it. But
but it was very fitting, and
I was not disappointed. I was concerned Russell would not treat it as respectfully as I felt it should be done.
Even after watching part one,
I was
felt
worried.
That way.
Yeah.
But this definitely made up for it all.
God.
Maybe not so much for Loving Monsters, but...
No.
See, there are parts of that I still liked. No, there are parts of it I still liked.
Okay, the Scooby, the Scooby playing the music kind of thing.
No,
okay,
see, his
funny.
Monologues, his dialogue, the way he talks about the Doctor and death following him, that's the bit that saved the whole episode for me. Like, not all the silliness and not all the Andrew-ness about him. It's just the his monologues about the Doctor.
But it was Moaning Myrtle on a paving stone,
but
for God's sake.
But she kicked ass, though, for a while there.
Oh, yeah, she was good.
I'm going to miss him so much.
So where do we go from here?
Oh.
Back to 1955?
If we start singing, I'm just going to have to cry.
Where do we go?
I know!
From here.
Where do you want to see him go?
I want to see him get a haircut. And I want to see him have cool shoes. And I can't wait to meet the new companion.
I can't wait to meet the new companion.
She's beautiful.
But she apparently does wear trainers.
She looks intelligent, which is important. And I want to talk about River Song in the series. I want them to come back to River Song. They left that in such a way that I want to know more about her.
And apparently we will see River Song in series 5.
And I want to know what happened to the Master.
Or Series 1.
Because you know he'll be back eventually.
That'll be Series 5, I think.
Well, they keep saying it's Series 1.
What?
Why?
It's going to get confusing.
It's... I'm calling it Series 5.
When does That's it what I'm come back?
Spring. Probably usual time that it normally would. I would March. Say March-ish, March, April-ish.
So, okay, so we have enough of time in between then to watch all the David Tennant episodes until then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's only, you know, like 3 seasons of those.
All right. Good enough.
And plus some specials and the animated special. Yeah. Wow.
I hope he... It's like, okay, we know he can play the enthusiasm. He's young. We know he can play the enthusiasm.
He even looked good in the suit.
He was doing
good in the suit.
Yeah.
I want him to play the seething 900-year-old Time Lord.
Wait.
You know, the school reunion, I used to have so much mercy, Time Lord. And I hope he can do that, too.
Well, I'm scared. Hoping at first they play off the fact that this regeneration, not necessarily forced, but was...
Aren't they all?
Well, kind of, sort of. But the fact that, you know, he was actively resisting, it seemed like.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe
have little ticks of David in there somewhere.
Because 9, he was like, yep, I'm going to change. You know, this is what happens.
Yeah,
he was resigned to it.
Yeah.
Right. And he already had that little thing all planned out, his little hologram all ready to go. You know, he knew he was, you know, in the event of, you know, he had a little, you know... His last will and testament all set up.
But wow. Just the way they...
He touched everybody's life one more time. And gosh.
So good.
Adam, where do you see them wanting them to go from here?
Well, from what we've seen so far of Series 5, they're definitely going retro. They're going back to the roots, it looks like, as far even visually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the retro look of the Doctor's costume or outfit.
The jury's TARDIS, still out
it's
in
gonna
my
be,
camp on that one.
It's going to be different. The pictures from on set that I've seen look very promising.
I haven't seen the control room.
I haven't seen a very good picture of it. I saw the picture that they put inside the TARDIS.
What I saw, but it looked like it resembled.
It resembles it, yes, but it's more of an industrial design. It's not that organic design. Okay.
It's not the living ship.
From what
design.
I saw, from what I saw,
like the coral.
Yeah.
From what I saw, I could have seen something that was fabricated, but. The TARDIS itself, the outside, is going to be
so
the old TARDIS looking very blue, very clean looking with
poor
the...
Poor Wilf, talking the about little... the cleanliness of the TARDIS.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it'd be cleaner.
Cleaner?
Well, you know,
I could take you back, you know.
Well, he didn't say, I thought it would be, it's bigger on the inside.
Yeah, that wasn't really that big of a deal, though. He's like, I thought it'd be cleaner.
Well, you know what? He spends all his time looking up at the stars.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
And he knew it. I mean, knew anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, so.
And getting to see him so excited, seeing the Earth from space.
Yeah.
Like, he dreamed of that for so long.
I'm an astronaut.
He's an astronaut. And to see, like, the world is ending, and Wilf is, kicking his feet like a little kid because he's getting to see the Earth from space.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can hear in his head that he wishes Donna was with him, that he sees what she saw now. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's so many good moments between Wilf and the Doctor. It was just...
You're just such a wonderful man, and don't you die. And oh my God, it just guts you.
Yeah.
He was so amazing. Bernard Cribbins was so amazing.
So I guess we wait until springtime?
You know what? I was thinking about it, and had it been anybody else, I'd be terrified. But I trust Stephen Moffat.
Yes.
Implicitly with everything ever.
What I'm really hoping is that we, at least for the first series, we don't see the Daleks.
We don't see the Cybermen.
We don't see...
Bring some of the old ones. Like, rework some of the old
or
enemies.
Not even
or
that.
Even bring but, in new
you
know, ones.
He's got such an imagination.
Establish your own stuff. I mean, you see a little elements of that because they mentioned the Weeping Angels. And then the two Time Lords, like, hiding their eyes.
That the Time Lords who did not go along with them... were the ones who were you know, decreed to have to be the weeping angels. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, that's their punishment. It's like, so the weeping angels are Time Lords who didn't go along with everybody else.
Like, that's the one way to look at it, and it would explain them wanting to get into the TARDIS.
That's kind of how they, that's kind of what they said.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I mean, that's kind of what Rassilon said.
I think them putting the weeping angels around the TARDIS and then dematerializing. And
oh, God, it was good. But I trust Stephen Moffat. I've loved everything he's done.
I'm kind of hoping they go a little darker.
I think he will.
Yeah.
I'm hoping there's
Jekyll.
A...
Look at Jekyll and the scary assness of Jekyll.
We should do a second season.
Me too.
I'm hoping that there's, for Stephen Moffat's run, that he kind of does, I know he's going to do his own thing, but I'm hoping that there's an arcing, story to it. Mm-hmm. Kind of like how this was, where he reaches back into other episodes and has a continuity.
Right.
Now it's just episodic.
Right.
Well, apparently the Doctor goes after another redhead.
So, hey.
Well, he's upset that he's not Ginger.
That's great. That was the best line out.
Still not Ginger. Am I Ginger?
But you know, they'll never cast a Ginger Doctor at this point.
Well, no, they can't.
Because it's just running joke now.
He's got to color his hair.
So.
All right,
it was. I'm exhausted. Yes. I'm psychologically exhausted.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
we're all exhausted. So let's wrap things up, and we'll be back to close out the show and right after this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
That was
a roller coaster.
Definitely. I think I'm still emotion. Another drink.
Yeah. Another drink and some episodes.
And some Xanax.
Some old episodes. Valium. No, not with alcohol. We don't want to go all Heath Ledger.
Oh, okay.
That's a verb but now? Yeah.
It is now.
So, yeah, that's, I mean, what else can we really say to close out the show?
This proves to me how valid a medium television is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I love to read. Okay, that's one thing. But television, when it's good, when it can take you on these highs and lows and, you know, have you on the edge of your seat and make you laugh and cry in the same hour and 15 minutes. I mean, it speaks to the quality and it speaks to how important it is. I mean, I'm not saying you should be a couch potato, but, you know, it's like when you find something good, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. hang on to it and share it with people you care about and share it with everybody.
And don't take your show to Fox.
Don't take your show to Fox. Yeah. Don't
Fox
take
movie?
Your show to Fox.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fox, yeah. You probably yeah. movie. All right. Fox Television Studios. Yeah. Not so much.
I'm going to do a Filk song with, you know, to the song Ruby by Kenny Rogers. Whedon, don't take your show to Fox.
Ooh. I got lyrics running through my head now.
Wow.
Okay, I'm just hearing that.
Get on that.
Take your show to Fox. Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Mm. Why don't you email Tom Smith about that?
Dear Tom Smith, I love you. But yeah, I think it's so important. And it's like when you think of the stupid crap like reality shows, like, you know, The Bachelor. It's like, that's not going to make you... I mean, granted, if it makes you laugh and cry and have a wonderful time, that's one thing. But it's not...
So you think you can dance?
But it's not the kind of storytelling. I mean, it's entertainment, but it's not the kind of storytelling that's so important nowadays.
Well, you don't really see that kind of storytelling on American TV.
You don't. No offense.
It's rare.
I mean, I love Lost.
I am patriotic, but...
But, and Lost has been kind of epic, but it kind of meandered around a little bit.
They were far more spectacular. Granted, volume-wise, they were more...
Almost twice as much a season.
Right. So they can afford to have half spectacular episodes, but...
But, you know, Heroes started out great, and it's kind of...
Meh.
And then this fourth season just kind of picked up a little bit. But, you know, you just don't see... That kind of quality television. I would.
And I'm sure there are people that would argue with us that, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they
Battlestar.
Like, yeah. And that might say something about the 22 episode season.
Right.
In, you know, over here, there's just double that. It almost might be too much. You know, it might be too much room to throw in a lot of crap,
right,
and not tell story.
Right.
Well, yeah, and...
That can be argued, but...
No, and
that could,
I agree.
That
I think
could
maybe
be a factor.
A 13 or 15 episode season
allows
you to trim the fat.
It's like The Tudors. 10 episodes.
Yeah.
A season. It's like, I kept, you know, saying, okay, there has to be at least two more. No, there's only 10 a season. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, look at Primeval. Was it 6 and 7 episodes for first two seasons?
Well, that was heavy CGI, though. That was probably expensive to me.
And even then, it was still kind of dodgy.
But it was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. No,
I still need to watch that.
You would love it. You're going to love Abby. Oh, my God. You're going to want to keep her in your closet.
I would highly recommend watching it first before you watch Alice.
Yeah, watch Primeval miniseries. First. There's only, 13 episodes total over two series, so it won't take you long.
No, there's more now. There's like the third season had...
6 and 7 episodes?
No, it was like 10.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. Yeah, but even still, there's not that many.
Yeah, still like one American season.
Hmm.
But the sci-fi series, Alice miniseries, has one of the lead actors from that in there. Okay.
And totally different.
Yeah. To really appreciate Hatter in the sci-fi miniseries... Which is, it's one thing that amazes me about sci-fi. They're one end or the other. They're
really, really good.
They're the miniseries are great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tin Man.
It was good.
But Alice is fantastic, but their original movies?
They suck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, granted, I like some of those suck movies.
We watch some of those sucky movies. So does my dad. Yeah.
I want to get that Blu-ray cube of like bad disaster movies.
We already have a couple of them.
Yeah. But the miniseries are great. Not so much with their original movies.
I just hope that that kind of artistry, you know, of Alice and Doctor Who and all the things that we love so much, I hope that keeps going. I hope there are young people out there now who want to take up the mantle, because, I mean, that's not going to last forever unless other people start doing it too.
Do you think we would have something like that if we went to like a licensed, you know, you're of course, kind of, we go broke because we got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, three. Nobody. Well.
Well.
They don't always pay for all their televisions.
Need that Martha. Well.
Well. No, Dr. Well. She doesn't do the well very well.
Oh, no, when she's doing the audio, reading the audiobooks?
Not as good as he does it. But I don't know. I just hope it continues. I hope the good TV continues.
You know, I just thought of something.
We are so rambling.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
We are so off topic.
But no, this is, I'm going to tie it back. Okay. Tie all of our geek stuff together.
Okay.
QMX needs to get the American license for Doctor Who.
Yep.
QMX, I'll give you money.
Little damn doctors.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would have them all. I would have them all.
I brought it back. You know, the first couple could be in black and white.
Oh, I want one.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay, here's the thing now. Since we saw Gallifrey, their little boardroom, and the table had the symbol of the Chameleon Arch watch, the fob watch, and Rassilon himself had it on his belt buckle. Or no, the other dude, other Time Lord dude, had it on his belt buckle. I want one because I want to get that as a tattoo.
That's just a cool design.
I want it as a tattoo.
Well, I'm sure you can get
that's really neat.
It would hurt like a bitch.
But it would look awesome. But it would look cool.
Okay. Yeah.
I am not afraid of pain.
I am.
You don't have to do it. It'd be me doing it.
I know. But I've got this big cross tattoo on my arm, and the wood grain on that hurt like a mofo.
That's because you're a man. Women can take more pain.
Don't even think bring up the barren children, because you ain't got the equipment for that anymore.
No, but I went through a hell of a lot before I got that taken away.
I think on that note, we probably shouldn't end it with the QMX note.
We can still do that.
QMX, get on that.
Little damn doctors.
They may be a TARDIS or something.
Oh my God.
A little cartoony TARDIS.
Yeah.
I want a little search.
Little damn Dalek.
Little damn Dalek. Oh, that would be awesome.
Little damn Cyberman.
Ooh, that was blue. Sorry. Yeah, that would be awesome.
And
little Cyberman.
Little companions.
The little dolly.
Andy, and QMX, get on the license.
Get on it, Andy.
Oh, please.
We love you.
As hell,
please.
I would buy them all. I don't care how much they are.
Please.
I want a TARDIS that opens.
Please.
Ooh,
you know how like they have the Serenity ship?
Yeah.
I want that TARDIS like that. That's I would buy it. I would save my pennies to buy a TARDIS.
All right. On that note, we are out of here.
Allons-y.
Have a good one.
Christina, we were.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways, like these email addresses.
You can email any one of us at Brad, Glenn, with two N's, Christina or Adam at podculture.net.
And if you want to reach us the old-fashioned way,
that address would be Podculture, P.O. Box 20255, Louisville, Kentucky, 40250-0255.
You can also give us a call on the Podculture voicemail line, and that phone number is 1-206-338-3POD. That is 1-206-338-3763.
There are also the official Pod Culture forums and the comments section of each episode all of which have links at the website www.podculture.net.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.